Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. We are so happy to have in studio with us today Teresa Chattel. She's the director of the United Way of Hastings, and there is always something great going on behind the scenes, and I can't wait to learn more. How have you been?
Good. How about you?
I've been just great, enjoying fall, and I know fall is always a time kind of new beginnings for you at the United Way of Hastings, because I always think of your back-to-school stuff and then your banner campaign. So it's a busy time, I know.
Yeah, a lot of things happening this fall. Yeah, like say our banner campaign, we're wrapping that up. So if you look, this year we hung all the banners. Most of the banners, about 90% of the banners are hung up on the Fleet Farm fence.
That is so cool.
We felt like maybe a greater impact if they were all together. So yeah. That drive on by, check out all our sponsors, and there's some that chose to hang them outside their businesses, which is awesome as well.
So the Fleet Farm fence, that's hard to say, actually, Fleet Farm fence. What made you think of the Fleet Farm fence? I think that's such a cute idea.
Yeah, well, they hung a few banners up there, and I think it's such a big fence, and a lot of people drive by that, you know, that area every day. And I think just a greater impact to see the full range of all the people that actually do support United Way in this community.
So the banner campaign has been going on for a long time. Would you explain it to our listeners?
Yeah, so it's for mainly businesses. They're able to support the United Way through a donation, and then that donation, then we get a banner donated by plastic printers. They will take the picture and donate the banner, so all the money that we make is 100% profit.
What a nice gift.
Oh, yeah.
What a nice partnership.
I can't even say how great they've been to work with. They have done so many. They print our stickers for our Food for Kids bags for free. They do the banner stuff for free. They've done so many other things that they've donated to us, you know. So it's been a huge savings for us. So they've been a really great partner.
Because you said those banners are very expensive.
Yeah, they can be, yep.
Yeah.
They could be, you know, anywhere from probably $250 to $500, depending on what size banner you get.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a nice partnership.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's 100% profit when businesses decide to sponsor. People have sponsors for many, many years. We're letting them, you know, sponsor at $750 for the banner. And then if you're a new sponsor, would like to come in as a new sponsor, it'd be $1,000 to get a banner. So, yeah, you get your picture taken, you get your business out there, and you show that you support the United Way. So it's a win-win for everybody.
Totally. So head on over to, you say, the triple F.
Fleet Farm Fence. On 55.
Oh, boy. I don't know. My tongue's not working that fast this morning. So let's also talk about this time of year is the back-to-school time. And I know that that is a relief for a lot of parents, but it also brings up a lot of, you know, you need a lot of things for going back to school. But United Way of Hastings has been involved for many years with a program called Food for Kids. Such a wonderful, actually just simplistic program, but it's so impactful. Tell our listeners about that program, please.
Yeah, so this is a weekend meal bag kit that goes home with the kids, and it's got two breakfasts, two lunch, two dinners, and probably a couple of snacks in there. And this will feed the kids for the whole weekend. And those bags are roughly, you know, $4 to $5, depending on, you know, the price of groceries. But so, yeah, this bag goes in their backpacks usually on Friday afternoon.
Very confidentially.
Very confidentially. Yep. They either go down to the office and get the bags, or the teachers will get them in their room and they'll just put them in the kids' backpacks that are requesting them or needing them. You know, kids are identified by the teachers or counselors of needing the bags. Go home. The kids are able, and a lot of them are things the kids are able to prepare themselves. So if the parent isn't home or for whatever reason, the kid's able to feed themselves.
Have you heard directly from somebody that receives these bags how much of a difference that makes in their life?
Me directly, I do not, but the teachers and the counselors definitely have several stories of this is a game changer for many, many families that without this food, the kids probably really wouldn't have much to eat over the weekend. Yeah, so the stories are just, it's heartbreaking to really hear that one little bag of food is a huge difference for a family.
But again, that just shows how much even a small donation can be for a family.
$5. I mean, $5 will feed a kid, one child, for the whole weekend.
And you can actually earmark your donations, can't you, Teresa?
Yes. Yeah, so
to some of your programs?
Yep, you're able to. So if you specifically want to give just to Food for Kids, you can, you know, it's a restricted fund, but it goes into our Food for Kids, you know, bucket, and that will only be used for our Food for Kids bags.
So this program, unfortunately or fortunately, however you look at it, continues to grow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're already out of the gate. We are at 270 bags last week and then this week.
270 mm-hmm. bags. Wow.
That's right. I mean, that's usually we kind of trickle up to that number, but now we're right at the beginning of the year. We're at 270.
Well, it certainly is something that you said is a game changer for families, and that's just really wonderful. And that really is what United Way is all about. The United Way of Hastings, I think it bears repeating, the money that's raised in Hastings stays in Hastings.
Yes, every dollar that we raise stays directly in Hastings, and that even includes some of the allocations that we give out. All of that money that we do give out to other nonprofits, it is local nonprofits. So everything is local.
So let's get back to this Food for Kids program. How does it work?
So the teachers or counselors or whatever will identify kids, you know, kind of have it through conversation and just they're aware. I mean, they're very hypersensitive to the kids and what they need and what's going on. So they'll recognize they're coming to school hungry, not being fed on Monday. So they reach out, ask the kids, you know, something you could use. And then they will reach out to the families as well to make sure that it's something that is needed. And if it is, that connection's made. And then the bags are sent home.
And where do these bags come from?
Well, we pack them every week. We have a group that comes in and we pack them. We do that through fundraising and through donations. So we have four groups that come in regularly every month and pack about 250 bags that week. And we get them all packed up. It's like assembly line. They pack the bags. We get them sent out. And then Nate, who is our wonderful volunteer, he comes and he grabs those bags and delivers them to all the schools. And we have other volunteers that come in every week to make sure that those packing events happen, that they get set up, that the volunteers are prepared, people that come and do that as well. We have an inventory. Someone inventories all of our donations. So a lot of great people that really make that program able to happen.
Yeah, lots of things behind the scenes
yes.
that are happening, and the result is kids are being fed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. And it's, you know, it's we have a great system. It's a great system in place. It's working. It's efficient. It's great. It's, you know, it's a wonderful thing that we're doing. And I feel really proud that we're able to fill that gap in the community.
Is this a program that is national?
Yes. So there is, people call it something different. There
okay.
is an actual organization in Minnesota. It's called Every Meal. So a school could reach out if they don't have like a lab. Don't have the resource of United Way to do this, you can reach out and they will actually, you can pay for the bags, they'll get delivered same way that we do it. They will get them to the kids. So there are, Red Wing does it through Every Meal, other school districts do it through Every Meal. It's just a bigger organization. It's not local. It's not like a hands-on. The community's not involved with making it happen, but we're just unique in that it happens here and we're able to do it in-house.
Well, and again, I think it's because the people of Hastings are so generous.
Oh, yes. So much.
With their time, with their resources, and as you said, with their support.
Yes, they are. This community really does like to support. Like to support their programs and all the needs that are going on in this community. You wouldn't think there were that many needs, but definitely there are. A lot more needs happening than I think people are aware of.
Well, and I think that bears repeating because, you know, unless you see it up close and personal, you can kind of go about your day. Mm-hmm. If you're not involved in the schools, you don't really think about some of these really tangible ways that we can help, or you don't necessarily see that hunger is alive and well in mm-hmm. our community.
Yeah, and I think we're fortunate that we do have a wealthier community. So I don't think that some of those things, like you say, people just aren't aware. I really had no idea before I got involved that that was a thing in Hastings as well. Until, you know, I started with United Way and thought, oh my gosh, this is, wow, that many kids don't have food on the weekend. That's just amazing. That's, you know, kind of happening, and it's sad. But, you know, but I'm glad that we're able to to help them.
Oh, it's a wonderful program. Mm-hmm. So again, $5. $5 makes a big impact.
Oh, huge. Yeah. A $5 donation, like we've 5,000, whatever you're able to give, we put it to good use and it stays local. And we appreciate every dollar that comes in our door.
So how are you fixed for volunteers?
Yeah, we have a lot of volunteers in place for our major program, our Food for Kids. But, you know, I can always find a space for somebody. We do have a lot of businesses that want to start packing. And I'm like, as a fundraiser, you know, you have to kind of think of unique ways to bring money in the door. So I suggest, well, would you like to pay for the food that you're going to pack for the week? And a lot of businesses are like, yes, we'd love that. That's wonderful. So that's kind of how I'm trying to be creative with the fundraising. If you will buy the food for the week and pack it, that would be amazing. And that's happened quite a few times, so that's wonderful.
That is. And again, if somebody is interested in doing that, either as an organization or a business, they would reach out to you directly?
Yep, they could reach out to me. We could get something set up, and we've done it where they've come to us or we've gone onto their sites, because I know working, you know, they can't have the means to get down to our location. So we've actually delivered the food there. They've packed on site at their place of
That's so nice.
Place of business. And yes, we've done that several times. And we did that actually at Ardent Mills. And that was quite a great experience. I mean, to go be able to tour that building and to see it, and all the guys that came and ladies that came and packed, it was cool. It was really neat.
And it was cool for them, I'm sure,
too. Oh, yeah. They were like, everyone who does packs Food for Kids bags loves it. They absolutely love it. So it's really it's a team building experience. If you're looking for something for team building, you know, you want to do like something for your work, for team building, that would be an awesome way to do that. It's great. It doesn't take long. It's pretty quick. But it's really fun.
If you have
fun.
An assembly line, no kidding.
Yeah, yeah. It's a real fun experience. People really love it. A lot of the groups will time each other. They will have, I know that they will say, well, we did it, this group did it in this time. What can we do it in? So they'll try to beat each other's time. So it's fun.
Goodness.
It's a lot of fun. It really is. Yeah.
Teresa, would you give your contact info for something like this, please?
Yep. So you can email me, Teresa, Theresa, at unitedwayofhastings.org. You can call the office, which I'm out and about a lot, but you can leave a message. It is 438-3337.
Tell us about your office. Are you still enjoying your new space?
Oh, yes. Yes, they have been, again, Branchline. I can't give them enough kudos. They have been amazing. And they actually have done some fundraising. They've actually collected a bunch of ramen for us this last couple of months for our Food for Kids bags. So it's not alone they're giving us a space, but they're actually also supporting us as an organization as well. So it's been amazing. And they're wonderful people to work with. Wonderful.
Well, it was a win-win.
Oh,
right?
For sure.
For sure.
We love it. We hope that we can stay there, you know, forever. I mean, and not that I don't want us to grow, but I really enjoy the space and the people down there.
Well, let's talk about some of the other outreach that you are doing, because that's important.
Yes. Last week I was up at the bus company. They do a training once a year, so they allow me to come in and talk about all we're doing, and then they're able to choose if they'd like to do workplace giving. And I just got a call from this morning. He said they want to do a drive for us, whether it's for our essential needs closet or for the Food for Kids. They want to do a drive to help us with that. So besides the workplace giving, they want to do that. I'm headed up to InTech Plastics to do their health fair. Another workplace giving, just to talk about all that we're doing, hand out some brochures, letting the people have the choice to give through InTech, their workplace giving. And then they'll be up at Dakota County. They also have a workplace giving. They're doing a chili tasting and fall dessert tasting contest.
Oh, that's
and I
a
get
hardship
to be,
for
I get
you.
To be a judge.
That's a
so
hardship.
I'm excited. So again, just talking about all the great things we're doing and giving them an opportunity to give through workplace giving.
Do you find that people are still surprised at all of the programs that you have?
I think the word is getting out that we are doing and all that we do. But still I'm encountering people that, oh, I didn't know you did that. I didn't realize that was something you did or funded or, you know. So, yeah, so it'll take time to get, you know, the word out. But I think a lot of people are aware of all that we're doing and all the good that we're doing in the community.
Well, that's awesome to hear. So you mentioned your essential needs raider rack. Tell us about that. That's another idea that is affiliated with the schools.
Yes.
And you saw that as a need And that program has grown as well.
Oh, yeah. We gave out...
Explain what it is,
please.
Yeah,
so how that works is there's a closet that...
It's a literal closet.
It's a literal closet. So at the middle school, it's a literal closet. And so then when we moved, we had some extra cabinets, and we donate those to the high school. So now they have a closet. So it's basically filled with just needs that kids may have, whether it be deodorant or sweatpants or shoes or a shirt or underwear or... boots, snow pants, hats. I mean, all the things that you can think of. The school likes the kids to have those organizers. And one kid was just, his organizer was a total mess. She asked if we could donate some of the zipper organizers, which are, you know, more expensive. They're like $30. But a family just can't sometimes afford that. So this kid, she said, it was like night and day once he got that zipper organizer. It was just, she said, he was just so excited to have that and to be able to be organized without his papers falling out all over the place. So she said it was amazing, the difference that one binder made in this kid's life.
And these are things, this is right on site.
Yep.
That kids can just go and access, and
yes,
again, confidentially.
Yep. Well, I was up there last week. I had a meeting up there, and I actually saw an action twice. A boy was walking around. Something happened to his shoes. I don't know what it was, but he was walking around the halls barefoot. So they said, let's go down. He didn't want to put his, you know, whatever. I'm not sure what happened to his other shoes. So they went down and got him a pair of shoes so he wasn't walking around the hallways barefoot. So it's a resource for that. And then another teacher was coming down to get a child organized because his binder was just all over the place. And so grabbed one of the zipper binders, and she said, this is amazing. He's going to love this. So again, it was one day I was up there, and that's what I was able to see what the closet was doing in one day.
And again, that program is something that people can give directly to as well.
Yes, you can. Yeah, so if you want to give dollars towards that program, or if you want it, you know, we're always looking for just like shampoo, deodorant, socks, underwear. Sweatpants are a huge, girls' leggings are a huge item that we're always trying to fill. So, yeah, you can definitely donate items or money, and it can go directly to our essential needs closet.
It's a great program. Wow. And you actually have something else that you're looking to perhaps launch called 365.
Yeah, so it's a new thing. A few other United Ways are doing it in the state of Minnesota. It's where an organization, a business, a person, anybody could give a dollar a day to the United Way. So at the end of the year, it ends up being $365.
So a lot of organizations might say $365, nah, but you say...
Well, yeah, that's huge. I mean, that's a huge amount of money for us. You know, I mean, if I can get 10 people to do that, that's over $3,000, and that goes a long, long way.
Again, Teresa, give your contact information if people would like to give to the United Way or become a regular giver.
Yeah, so you can go to teresa@unitedwayofhastings.org. You could give me a call, 438-3337. You can go under our website. It's a little bit kind of in the works, but you can go on there. There's a QR code on there. You can go on there and donate through that way too.
It's awesome. Yeah. So good to see you. Teresa Chattel, keep up the good work. She's the director of the United Way of Hastings. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.